I don't actually have so much to say, so it might not be so long. But so we're talking about this the sugya of Dam HaTarubes. The Mishnah on Samach Daled says that Rabbi Yehuda says Kosayim Amale Midam HaTarubes Zarka Achas Al Gavim Is Be'af Lo Hodul Chachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda says that they would take the blood from the floor, and they would take the it's a mixture. And they would do a zrika on the Mizbeach. Chachamim did not agree. So Gemara in Samachemet Aleph says, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kosim Alam Yedam HaTarubes Shem Yishafech Damo Shel Echad Mehem Nimtza Zeh Machshiro. So if one person, his blood had spilled on the way to the Mizbeach, so this would be Mesakein, it would be Machshir, his carbon. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda V'alo Lo Neskabel B'Kli. So they never had Kabbalah in the Kli to begin with. So Minayadi, how does the Chachamim know that it was never did a Kabbalah in the Kli? Alachi Kamri Le Shem alone Niskabel the Kli. Maybe it wasn't Niskabel in the Kli. And we'll come back to those Machlokas how to explain this. So Amar Lahem Afani Lo Marti Ela BeNiskabel the Kli. I'm only talking about a case where. These people were their blood was Neskabel B'Kli. So Minoyah, how do we know that it was Neskabel B'Kli? Kohanim Zrizenheim. Kohanim are Zrizen. So why was it spilling to begin with? Agav Zrizusayu da'avdi Mishtapach. When they're running to the Mizbeach, or when they're passing it on very quickly, so then it's going to that. Then it might spill, but they're going to be Zariz. So that they definitely catch it to begin with. So the first concern of that it wasn't Niskabel B'Kli, that Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about because of this Kohanim's reason him. This is Valo Dama Tam Tismurabad. The other question the Chacham Mav is there's blood that didn't come right away, it's blood that came out later, and that is not going to be, that wouldn't be kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda Taimei Damar Dama Tam says Dam Mal Yehu. Rabbi Yehuda, we said first, says Lashitaso. That it's good blood. So then we say, just skipping a little bit, we said Lamaisa that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it wouldn't be mechaper. So El Rabbi Yehuda time dam or ein dam mevatel dam. That Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso says ein dam mevatel dam. That if you have a mixture of blood, one is not batel and the other because of min b'mino in a batel. And so the dam atamtzis is just like water essentially. For Rabbi Yehuda. And so then it's not you could that's you could be you can do Zrika and there'll still be the blood of the kosher of the ones that are not Dama Tamtzis, the Dama Nefesh, and that's why that's how that's so the people so that's why you would be have a it wouldn't be a problem to do Zrika of Dama Tamtzis. So just to summarize, Rabbi Yehuda says that if you take the cup of the mixture of all the blood, so that someone who it spilled on the way to the Mizbeach, this will be machshirit. And then the Chachamim take one of two tacks to argue. One is to say that it was maybe it wasn't niskabel b'kli, and then it wouldn't be kosher. And then Rabbi Yehuda answers to that konim zrizenheim, and the other is to say. It's damatam. There's damatamtis, and Rabbi Yehuda says in dam mevatel dam, and the Chachamim would say there is dam mevatel dam in the same. Normally we say if you have a mixture of dam something else, so you see that as if the blood was water, and then if there's chazusa, if it looks like blood, then it would be kosher, and so Rabbi Yehuda says in dam mevatel dam entirely, and the Chachamim would say. There's the Dama Tamtis is more than the Dama Nefesh and overwhelms it becomes bitabarov so much that it wouldn't look like blood. So there's machlokas here in our Gemara between Rashi and Tosfos about how to understand this first question of Shemalon Eskabel B'Kli. Rashi says that if what's the problem? Maybe it wasn't Eskabel B'Kli. So Rashi says, "Osa shata rotsa lahachshir shema lo niskabel b'kli v'sula mahanyu lezrika." So any person who has a suffik maybe that his blood spilled, you're not being misaking his suffix, because still maybe his fell to begin with. It never did Kabbalah, and then it wouldn't be kosher. So any person, so any person, how could it be? How could it be? How are you misacking his problem, his suffix? Then he says, the next Rashi says, so he's reiterating the suffix, is reiterating the kasha, which is that since we're coming to fix their suffix, that maybe the blood fell, right? Because each person, the premise is that each person doesn't know whether the blood fell on the ground. It's just that we're saying for anybody who has this suffix, maybe the blood fell, so we're being misakin them. So saying you're not really being misakin them because there's still a suffix. Maybe it didn't fall to the ground never was miskabel b'kli to begin with, and then it wouldn't be kosher. So you're not fixing his suffix. And then he says Kohanim's reasoning malek alamecha shana leklablenu. Tosfos argues. Tosas quotes Rashi, Perish Gunjas Lotozrika Mishim the Nishach Mitzara Behema, the Kashal read, Mikomokom Yisrok, the Tozrika Loso Shinishbach Achan Shiniskabel. There are still other people who you're going to be misaking, because there's some people, presumably, who'd spilled afterward, and so you could fix it up for those people, even if you can't fix it up for the people for whom there was no Kabbalah at all. So therefore, Tosus has a different explanation. Tosus says that if it's lo niskabel b'kli, it would be dam pasul, and it would be usur to do zrika with dam pasul. So that's how Tosus explains the kasha, that there's a problem with dam pasul. And then we say here we know there's not no dam pasul. And then we say dam tamtus is a similar problem. And then we say according to Yehuda im dam mevatel dam. So it's two different, right? So the first one is saying it's a dam pasul. Dam tam, so it wouldn't be pasul to bring on the mizbeach. It just would be, it might be mevatel, the kosher dam. So that's how Tosus understands that the problem with the lo niskabel b'kli is that it would be pasul to bring on the mizbeach. It would be usur to bring on the mizbeach. And Rashi says the problem if it were lo niskabel b'kli, is not that it would be usur to bring on the mizbeach, but you're not fixing his suffix. Anybody who had a suffix, whether the blood spilled on the way to the Mizbeach, is still going to have a suffix. Maybe, even if you did a Zrika of the Dama Taroves, still going to have a suffix. Maybe it was lo niskabel to begin with in the Kli, and then doing the Zrika is not going to help you. So we're not fixing your suffix. You still might not have done it. So this Rashi, I'm going to focus more on Rashi than Tosus. This seems very interesting. And first of all, just to note, and this is on the sources. I sent the sources. They're not like so comprehensive, and I don't have a screen sharing capabilities. I don't know if it's so necessary. So the Rashi and Zvachim learns like Tosus does, right? Rashi and Zvachim says it would be puzzle to it would be. Probably, it seems he seems to learn more like Tosfos that it would be an iser if the lo niskabel b'kli, and the problem is not what Rashi says here, which is that you're not misaking the suffix. He seems to say more like Tosfos that it would be an active problem to have blood that was lo niskabel b'kli mixed in. And also, there's the Yerushalmi seems to say more on the lines of Tosfos. It's kind of a third shita, but Yerushalmi phrases this as that it's bittul barov, that most cases are going to be lo niskabel b'kli, and then we should say bittul barov, and so that's more similar to Tosfos, that that it would it's not that you're not being misakein the suffix, rather it's that the whole it wouldn't work at all, right? It would be more like the dam hatamtzis problem, which is that because the blood of the Dama Nefesh is batal and Dama Tamtzis, it doesn't work at all. And so, not that it's not misaking the suffix. So just to summarize, there's this three-way machlokas. The Rashi Shita, which we'll focus on for the rest, says that Damataroves, where everybody says Damataroves is coming to fix the suffik, and he says that the kasha of the Chachamim of Shamlon Eskabel Bakli is that we're not fixing the suffik for you. So what's the purpose of doing this takana of doing Zrika with Damataroves? It doesn't really fix his suffik, because he still has a suffik. Maybe it fell on the ground before the Kabbalah. And then Rabbi Yehuda answers that Kodem Zerizenheim. Tosfos says that we would still do it because you're going to be misaking for some of the people, even if you're not going to be misaking for everybody. For some people, you know, so for that reason, Tosfos has to learn the kashas to say that it's a problem to do Zrika where there is blood mixed in that was not niskabel b'kli. And then there's a third sheet, though, the Yerushalmi, that seems to say that it's more like Damatam says, that it would be butl. We would have thought that there had been bittul berov, and that most of these cases are lo niskabel b'kli, so if it's butl, so how does it help you? Now Rashi says, Tosa's kasha on Rashi seems a good kasha. Why is Rashi so fixated on saying that it has to be misaking the suffik? We should just do Zrika just because it'll help some of the people. And to add to this question, what does it really help that Konim's Riesenheim? Konim's Riesenheim, it, you know, to begin with, when you have this case of Dama Taroves, when you have somebody, before you did the Zrika of Dama Taroves, everybody, if you wouldn't, according to Behuda, if you couldn't do Zrikas Dama Taroves, everybody would still think that you could eat the Karban Pesach. There's nobody would say that you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach because of the chash that maybe it fell on the way to the Mizbeach. Presumably that's because there's some sort of chazaka or rove. I would think it's like a rove that Ruba the Isa Kaman. There's a certain number of carbonos, and inevitably there's a certain amount of times that it would have fallen on the floor, and so most cases are cases where it successfully did a Zrika, and so you could assume that you're from most cases. And then, so why is that there? We're relying on some sort of rov or some sort of chazaka. So how does it help you to add the extra chazaka of konim's Riesenheim? So those are the two kashas and Rashi. One is Tosfos' kasha, and one is, you know, how does Yehuda's answer help? So I think that Rashi seems to have three assumptions about how suffik works, and how, in particular, we have in the situation of suffik that's efshur levarer. So the first is that, and so the sources that I sent around are mostly about suffik she'efshur levarer. And we'll probably get into some of these, but there's, you know, a famous concept in the poskim is about whether you have to be mevarer a suffik or not. If it's efshur levarer, do you have to be mevarer? There's a famous shach in Klali Sveik Sveika that says a Sveik Sveika she'efshur levarer. You have to be mevarer if it's easy to do so. And there is, backed up in the Rishonim, there's a Rashba who says a Sveik Sveika she'efshur levarer, you have to be mevarer. And there's a Ramban in Chulin Daf Gimel that is not on the source sheets that says that if there is a strong chazaka or strong rove, such as Trey Ruby or a chazaka where there's not really, it's not a klisha, then you do not have to be mevarer. But if you have a chazaka that has a clear miut on the other side, then you also have to be mevarer the suffik. And on the other side, you have Rashi and Chulin, who seems to say that where there's a rove, at least, you don't have to be mevarer the suffik. He doesn't talk about cases where it's a chazaka or where it's just a regular suffik. And by way of more background, there's a big machlokas in Achronim, whether this din of efshur levarer is d'oraisa d'rabbanan. There's a Pnei Yeshua, and I saw an article by Rabbi Wiederblank about this point, that the Bnei Yeshua says that it's Daraisa because it's not a suffix if you could be Mevaret. And most apparently Marit that way, and most posts say it's Darabanan, that it's just you do what you that what you could do. It's a pragmatic thing that if it's Efshar Levar Darabanan, you have to be Mevarer. That's just kind of a background on this point. So this is akin to a suffix Efshar Levar. Efshar Levar, in most cases, it's something that you can find out. Here, it's something that you could fix, right? We do the Zrika to be Mesakein. If we say Efshar Levar is something that that you can't rely on a Chazaka or a Rove, if it's Efshar Levar, so we would say the same, or Sfeik Sveika, so we would say the same thing, presumably, if you can be Mesakein. So, Our Rashi seems to be saying, first of all, that if you can't be mevarer entirely, then we don't say that you have to be mevarer. And in the sukkis of Sveik Sveik Hashem Shalvar, this is a machlokas. This is how some of the achronim try to answer up for. There's a shach has a kasha on the Rashi who says that you have to be mevarer. He has a kasha from a case in Nida. Now, I forgot the exact case. And some of the Achronim answer, Rabbi Kiv Eger and the Notar Yehuda answer, that if you could be Mevarer entirely, then you have to be Mevarer. And if you don't have to be Mevarer entirely, then you don't have to be Mevarer. And this lines up very nicely with our Rashi, that it says if you could be Mesakein the Suffolk entirely, then you have to fix it. And if you don't do so, you don't have to fix it. So the question then is, for all of these Shitas, the Poskim who say that you only have to be Mevarer, if you could be mevarer entirely. And for Rashi, who says that you only have to be mesakin if you're mesakin entirely, what's the svara? What about Tosis's kasha? It seems like a very good kasha. So, in that respect, it seems like Rashi is saying that you focus on that you focus on the person who has the suffix, not on the general klal, the kind of objective issue of what isurim are being done. Or you could have if you have a suffix, so you could have a chakira about what do we care about when you have a suffix? Do you care about the objective reality underlying the suffix? Or do you care about this person's perspective based on how he acted and what he did? And this has various... I think people on both sides. So it seems like Rashi would be holding that, and all of these poskim would be holding that what we really care about is the person's perspective. We don't even care so much that we're going to be misaking other people because everybody's in the same boat. Everybody has a suffix, and they're going to remain the suffix, and so. You're fixing a few people in reality, but you're fixing nobody's suffix. So everybody is doing the same action from their perspective that they were doing before. They were relying on a rove. So here also, if Zrigas Damatrovas wouldn't help you, so each person would still be in the same boat. And so we're kind of looking from the perspective of each person that the suffix is itself the... Like, it's kind of that the suffix Isser is not a question of probability as to whether you did the Isser, but itself is the prism through which the Isser is looked at. To kind of bring this as an example, in earlier in Psachim, there's a famous Ran in the beginning who says that if you rely on a chazaka, and then it turns, and then that there was no chametz, and you didn't do bedika in a place that there's a chazaka, there's no chametz, and you find chametz, so you're not punished. You're not min hashamayim, I think, that he says you're not really liable because you relied on the chazaka, you're allowed to rely on a chazaka. And so if it turns out that the chazaka was wrong, the Ran says that it doesn't really matter, and so that, you know, not to say that the Ran has to hold like Rashi here, but that perspective on chazakos seems to be what Rashi says over here for Rove, at least for Rove. And the other side of this, right, Tosfos, who says that we care about what all the people do. So I think that there's an analogous shita there, is that there's a famous, there's a Rav Shimon Shkup in Shar Yosher, is explains the Rambam. The Rambam says that Safik midaraisa is midaraisa lekula, and we say Safik midaraisa lechumra is only a din derabanan. So the Rashba has a lot of questions on this Rambam, and the way Rav Shimon answers them is to say this. I don't remember exactly how it answers each question, but he has the concept he says is that the Rashba, when the Rambam says Safik midaraisa lekula, it doesn't mean that you're off the hook the way that the Ran says you're off the hook if you rely on a chazaka. Rather, it means that a person is allowed to take the risk, that if he's allowed, the Torah lets you, gives you license to take a risk, but if it turns out that you're wrong, then objectively, you're liable, you didn't iser, and even susceptible to punishment. And so that's how the Shar Yosher explains the Rambam. So that takes to for Sveikos, although not necessarily for Chazakos, right? You could conceivably hold like the round. You could conceivably say like the Shar Yosher by Sveikos, that by a Safek it gives you a license. We look at what's objectively the truth, and but a Chazaka or a Rove tells you the objective reality. But the overall the way that he's approaching Sveikos is that we look to what is the objective reality behind it. And the Torah gives you klolim as to how to match your perception to that reality. So if you have a rove, for example, so then you would be more likely, you're allowed to rely on it because it seems like the probabilities are higher that it matches the objective reality. That whatever is doing is mutter, let's say. And so this takes the, and then in this, if you take Sveikos in that sense, that it just is a way of telling a person how they should estimate the reality to be. So if you have a lot of people, and we know that there are some people who, for whom they know the blood spilled, and we could be misacking, it would fix their Pesach, Karm Pesach, by letting them do Izrikas Damataroves. Makes a lot of sense that when we're looking, taking the perspective of a lot of people, that we would say that that you could do that we should tell them to do the Zrika because you're going to at least be misaking for some of them. So that seems to be machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is saying that when we're talking about a person's sveikos and or at least by chazakos, so we look at what each person's perspective is. And so the Suffolk Isser is it's not that there's an objective. The main question about what we're asking, what people should be doing, is not is are people doing an Isser or not. It's are people doing the right thing because of the Sveikos. The Suffolk becomes part of the question of the Isser Beheter that's occurring. So if everybody is still going to be Besuffolk, we're not being misaking anybody. Because that's part of the iser that everybody is doing, or the mitzvah that everybody's doing, and so if it doesn't really matter if you're going to fix a few people objectively, because from each person's perspective, they're doing the same action as before. They're still relying on a rove. Whereas, according to Tosfos, it seems like the suffik, when you have a suffik, or when you have rove and chazakos. That's just a question that of a person's, what is a person allowed to rely? What assumptions can a person use to for what he thinks the objective reality is? But really, the iser or the mitzvah is depends on what is actually going on, not what a person's perspective is based on his sveikos. And so, if we have a lot of people, and we know that you're going to fix that doing Zrikas Damataroves would fix some of them, even if everybody would still be Besafik, we would say just do the Zrika, because as an objective matter, we're going to be fixing some of their, we'll help some of them be doing the Korban Pesach. I think that In Rashi, though, the question then is, why don't you say the same thing where there's a chazaka? Then we say, right, the question is, how does it help that that there's a chazaka? Everyone is also still still going to be besafik. So there you have to be mechalik that some chazakos are such that that like kind of like the Ramban says that some of them are strong or some of them you could rely on. It actually tells you, you know, there's not even a suffix anymore, and some are going to be, you know, are a little bit weaker. I mean, they say this on Haggah versus Birur, and some people, you know, they're told it on different things. Some people say it's maybe on Talan Rubid Issa Kamon versus Rubid Alessa Kamon. Maybe it's in the Ramban, it seems like it's more a case by case basis, but it seems like Rashi would have to say that, even though, you know, it's the main question is what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. There are some chazakos that will tell you that, you could assume that way and you don't even have to move out the other way. So Kohanim's Rizenheim seems to be such a strong chazaka that we don't even have to assume that there's a possibility that it was not niskabel at all. So that's so. In other words, Rashi has two types of two tracks of how chazakos address sfeikos. One of them is to address the person's perspective, which we were saying is kind of the main question of any suffik isser, is what is the person allowed to do. So we say a rov and a chazaka. In some cases, the chazaka, let's say that most or the rov that most of the psachim were properly brought on the mizbeach without having been spilled before. So there, where there's no kohanim's rizenheim, so it's just that you're allowed to eat the korban pesach even though there's a certain suffik. But there are also other types of sfeikos that map you toward what the reality, like, you know, allow you to make assumptions about the reality. Whereas Tosfos would say that, seems to say that all of the roves and at issue in this Gemara are telling you what the objective matter is, and therefore if you have a lot of people and you know that there are some cases that are going to be fixed or not, so on a more klal based perspective, we should tell you to do this rikos so that you're at least fixing up for some people. Just one more point, as you know, I think that just to end off, I saw HaMikdavar, which I put in the end, which I think is very good for, it explains Rashi, because if you take Rashi's perspective that you know, the question of a suffik is all what the person has or not, so then you could ask, what's the difference between suffik and vadai? As long as you're allowed to do it, so then what's the, right, we're saying everything's based on the person's perspective, what he's allowed to do. So it's, you know, the Ran says something like, you know, if there was a chazak and it turns out you were wrong, you're still not punished because everything depends on the person's perspective. So you could ask on that, if you take that to an extreme, so then why is there a din that efshel varer at all? So you could say maybe it's derabanan, but the Nativ has a kind of says something that I think would fit nicely with this, which is that there might be, he says that lehavdil ben atamei ben atahar in Parsha Shmini is a mitzvah saseh to figure out all the sfeikos if it's tamei or tahar. In other words, maybe it's correct that sfeikos without anything more you could rely on, but then there's a separate concept that that you don't want to be in a suffik, right? In other words, because in Tosfos you'd say that, or in the Rambam, the Shayosher, every suffik is a risk. So it's very clear why you would say that you have to be mevarer and potentially according to some achronim doraisa. But according to according to Rashi, what's the kuntz of trying to be mevarer? So you'd have to say that there's like an external concept. There's a new concept that that even though you're allowed to rely on seikos, it's something that there's a separate concept that you can't rely on the sfeikos and that and kind of needs some sort of external force to, you know, according to Muhammad Dabar, it might even be a pasuk, but some sort of external concept to say that that you shouldn't use fake oaths, even though from your perspective it's allowed to be used, to be matir. Okay, maybe just to summarize very, very quickly. So again, there's machlokas by Dama Tarovas with the Gemara, the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, whether we say that you take the cup and then you did it to just to be masakin a few people that to be masakin maybe because everyone's besafik, maybe their dam fell on the ground on the way to the mizbeach. So Rashi says that if there's a chash that maybe it wasn't the skabel in the kli to begin with, so we wouldn't tell them to do Zrika because you're not fixing anybody's suffix. And Tosfos asks, even if you're not fixing anybody's suffix, you're still going to be masaking some people whose blood was niskabel and fell on the ground on the way there. So why don't we just do the Zrika just to fix up those people? That's why Tosfos says that you have to say that down that wasn't niskabel is pasul to an usher throwing the mizbeach. So we say that according to it's Rashi and Tosfos seem to be arguing on how you view seikos. In general, Rashi seems to say that suffik is the when you look at a suffik isser, the main question that we're looking at is whether the person is doing the right thing or not. So even if you have many people besveikos and you know that as an objective matter you're going to fix some of their isurim, that doesn't really matter because everybody is still doing the same suffik, and it doesn't really matter if as an objective matter you're fixing up some of their isurim. And we compared that to the Ran, who says that if you rely on the chazaka and you found chametz, then you're not punished. And then Tosa seems to say that that it's more of the sveikos is just a way of a roadmap to a person of how they assess what is in the reality. And we compare that to the Shari Yosher's explanation of the Rambam that if sabi deraisa lakula midaraisa, so that just means that there's a license to take risk, but there still is some risk there. And that's why if there's many people, so we still would want to fix them up, even though they're all relying this besafik, but we want to fix up their objective isser. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Last from the past, because I'm up to date, so.
Right. Yeah, I was looking. You only made a comment to me, so I was looking for like something else to say, and then I said,
this is very good.
Just yeah,
make sure everyone is up to date.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yep.
Good night, everyone. Everybody.
Good night.